Looks like baby vomit. WKRK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz?
Yes.
Stand by for an important bulletin.
All right.
Newsman Matt Lauer.
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
Now, once again, here's Curly. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz, yes. You almost played organized sports in high school.
Wrestled. Almost.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. Chlamydia, it's not just bad for girls anymore. We've known for years this particular sexually transmitted disease could cause infertility or even cervical cancer.
What about
cancer?
The vagina?
Even cervical cancer in women, but a new study from Spain shows that chlamydia can also cause infertility in men.
Hey, that's great.
No, not really, and we did not know this until now. The study shows that because this STD makes a man produce three times the normal amount of sperm...
Hey, that's great.
...the quality of each cell diminishes, and that's infertility.
You say this is from Spain?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
With chlamydia, there are no clear-cut symptoms. The good news is, with testing, it can be detected and easily cured with antibiotics.
So you're saying it's like someone stepped on your sperm.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking. That's the druggy thing, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You bet it is.
That's cutting it too much.
That's right.
It'll ruin your cocaine.
Yeah, and your chronic, right?
Somebody put too much baby powder in your sperm.
Yeah, baby laxative.
Or oregano.
See a doctor.
Who stepped on this?
In Trenton, New Jersey, they're looking for a cure for loud cell phone talkers. Specifically, the transit people have launched a new campaign for people who make too much noise and take up too much space on the city's trains and buses.
George Michael!
Oh, for cockamamie!
Oh, dadgum Silverado, Miss Kitty!
Mostly it's the loud talking. The New Jersey Transit Agency says more than half the complaints it gets are about loud cell phone talkers. With that accent, you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The Vatican says it suspended a priest from a senior post at the Holy See after a hidden camera caught the priest making sexual advances toward a young man.
Hey, that's great.
On the video, and
hey,
by the way...
you know something?
What's that?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
That's good. Say five Hail Marys and kiss me hard.
Mm.
This is a priest who oversees the clergy congregation, who oversees other priests. Now, on the video, shot by an Italian TV crew, this priest says he believes that gay sex is not sinful. The priest now claims that he's been framed, that he was doing research. The young man, by the way, claims he's been chatting with several priests in some online gay chat room.
I thought Mother Teresa had passed away, though.
She is.
The Holy See.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, I don't care about that. That's a funny joke.
All right. Don't do that.
Yeah, right. Mother
don't
Teresa.
Don't do that whole.
Say it. Sorry. Mother Teresa. What a bitch.
Bitch on wheels.
My God.
Ooh.
Rub my feet.
Now between the toes.
Wash my feet. Do everything God says. Be nice to your fellow man. What a bitch.
But
hot. What a C word.
She was so hot.
You started it, Mike.
I know. I know. You finished it, though. I hear the rumble of thunder.
I find it disrespectful. The good news is absinthe is once
You're
again.
You're godless, Buzz. That's not funny.
Wait, even I believe in respect. The good news is absinthe is once again being made and sold in the U.S. legally.
Oh, absinthe. Here
absinthe,
you go.
Yeah.
Absinthe.
Hey, all right. Something to applaud about.
Well, the bad news
something
is.
Something to applaud about, Jolly.
Bad news is this is not your grandfather's absinthe, meaning.
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
It's not as potent as what we've had here on the show. But after 95 years of exile from the U.S.
You are very impotent to me, Buzz.
I always have been.
And to everybody on this show.
And if he dresses better, it'll be even more so. Because if you're going to be impotent, you want to dress impotent.
Unless you're in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Where are we in the show?
I have sort of lost the place myself.
Me too. It's fun, though.
Yeah, it is. Been out of the country legally, not allowed in the U.S., absent for the last 95 years. I thought it started...
Being out of the country illegally,
not allowed. He's talking those sentence fragments again.
Sometimes I like to start in the middle of a sentence and work my way out.
All right, so it's been illegal to have absinthe sold here.
It has been for 95 years.
Right. You can get it on the internet.
Now you can buy it legally, made and purchased in the U.S. That's new.
And Buzz, you've got a buddy, right, that makes the absinthe?
We do. Yes.
That's
That means we'll be able to sell it here?
Buzz's news.
Like it'll be able to be sold in bars?
Manufactured. It already is.
Well, hell, I'll get some.
Legally. Let me explain. Many other places. It's already turned up in California, Chicago, New Jersey, and New York.
Caveman news.
And it should cover the rest of the country by the middle of next year. This particular brand is called Lucid Absinthe Superior. It's 124-proof liquor that numbs the tongue and tastes like licorice. But here's where this new American absinthe falls short of the real Megillas, in my opinion. There's the Megilla now. The thujone content, the amount of that herb, is less in this new product, is less than 10 parts per million, which the government considers thujone-free. So in the government's eyes, there's no thujone in it at all.
Did you get that recipe that Janet sent your way for whatever that drink was? I gave it to you with your birthday stuff.
I did, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm eager to try it.
What is that?
Is it an absinthe-based drink?
Yeah, it I think it's called a yellow parrot.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds like it would make absinthe much more palatable than what we've
experienced. Yeah, because really, and I know we've done our absinthe shows, I'd like to have it in such a way that made it a little more palatable, because it grosses me out.
Found an article in the New York Times or something like that about absinthe and how if you get the certain liqueur and mix, of course, it's a certain amount of that with a certain amount of absinthe, certain amount of something else, supposed to make it more palatable.
Really?
I'm eager to try it. I'm going to have to soon.
Well, we'll have a blue parrot show.
What's the proof on that, Buzz, or the percentage of alcohol?
The one being sold in the U.S., and this is one of the things about absinthe. It's a very potent stuff. 124 proof.
If it's 124 proof, it doesn't need any thujone.
Because
then it's going to be
Did
good
you say thujone?
Thujone, thujone, what is it?
Thujone is how I've always pronounced it, but I've heard it said the other way.
What is thujone, like the THC in it?
It's the pot.
It's an English garden herb that was banned in this country a long time ago because it was...
I forgot, Rob, you know so much more about pot than I do.
Well, God, I do.
I mean, know you do.
Who is the one that keeps a cereal bowl of it on top of his refrigerator? It ain't you, Don. It's me.
Thujone salad. The government said that it caused hallucinations and even epilepsy, and that's why the U.S. government banned it, or at least limited it to fewer than 10 parts per
million. I'd like to
million.
Taste the new stuff they're making in the United States.
Epilepsy.
Now, has TV gotten dirtier even after Janet Jackson? The Los Angeles Times documented this morning that it has. The paper says that in spite of the big fines and the outrage, the language on TV continues to push the envelope.
You know, I maintain, again, it's the crazy line between TV and radio and what's allowed. I hate that show, 2.5 Men. Buzz, I'm not going to argue about the funniness of that show with you now, but I am willing to concede this, that when I've seen that show, and that's a show that runs at 9:30 on CBS.
Okay? All right.
Why, you mother...
Hey, that's great.
Here on America's number one network.
8:30 Central.
Right. Mm-hmm. So prime time for kids.
Right.
They talk about oral. Mm-hmm. They talk about anal. They talk about virginity.
Everything.
They talk about fingers. They talk about balls. And they do it with that little chubby boy right there.
That's how you get away with it. Right?
And nobody gives a rat's ass about it.
America loves that show, and I guess that's one of the reasons they get away with it.
That solves our problem, too, then. Bring a chubby boy in here.
Hey, we've got him.
Oh, we've got him right here. Sorry.
It's not helping.
Right under my nose. Right under my...
Thank you, Mike.
Right under my nose.
I've been here the whole time.
How the hell did I miss that?
CB Spiewak.
TV's still a lot milder than the internet or popular music or movies. 30 Rock had an episode last year called The C Word. That episode revolved around words that rhyme with the C word.
Somebody give me a C?
Runt.
Critics, there's one now.
Punt.
There's another.
Bunt.
Shunt.
See? It goes on. Hunt. Critics of the trend, Your Parents Television Council, for instance, say this trend in TV language...
Bunt.
...drags us...
I said bunt.
Did you?
He did.
Yes, I did.
He did.
I had more, though.
Stunt.
Excellent.
Oh. Funk? No, not really.
Blunt.
Front.
That fits into the previous discussion.
This trend in TV language, say the critics, drags us down into the vulgar. Writers, however, say we're just reflecting the way people talk. They say to use the word fudge makes a story lose its credibility.
It's fudge.
The mother of all curse words.
My Name is Earl creator Greg Garcia says, and I quote,
our former boy intern, we should point out.
You'll be proud of what he said. He said, our job is to make people laugh. That's what Greg Garcia believes.
He's right.
Yeah. There you go.
Good for him.
More disturbing news about men and kids when we continue.
Oh, all right, Buzz.
Incredible.
Thank you. Thank you for the great tease.
You're welcome. Tell me,
we'll have pedophilia news when we come up.
And lots of it, Don.
Well, all you kid touchers, stand by.
Hey, something to look forward to.
Buzz has got your news. We come right back.
Stick around.
This is the Don and Mike Show.